We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What is this? Price is Right backwards, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, we had, I can't lie, you had a rough week, and, yeah.
Lee Sterling had a rough week, Price is Right backwards. Hey, listen, they can't all be winners. He's on a, been on a tear with us, but he did not have a good week. And he, the problem, and he'll tell you, as a gambler or a handicapper, you pick four underdogs. I mean, you're dancing with fire on that, which is what he did. You know, I mean, it's pretty easy to pick four favorites. He went with four dogs. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking some sports gambling with him. So he went 1-4 this week, but he's 19-15 over the past 9 weeks. So you'll take that over any 2 month stretch that you can get. But he, again, we had that UFC fight night last Saturday. He picked four underdogs and went 1-3. He also had that Raptors game, which was terrible. That one was a real bust, Lee. But the four underdogs, I mean, if you come on a radio show and make picks, you pick four underdogs, you know you're doing that at your own peril.
I was, but you set the tone. I mean, we're texting before the fight, and you tell me right before the first fight that you didn't get your Slurpee.
That is true.
You were on a two-week winning streak, Mark, and you've gone for a walk on the beach with your wife. You have played basketball one-on-one with your son. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose there. It's the effort. And then you get a Slurpee, and you do everything right except for getting a Slurpee.
I know. I screwed it up because gamblers notoriously are very superstitious. Yeah. I am as well, and I may have screwed it up. So anyway, he went 1-4. It is what it is. We move on. You're 19-15 over the past 9 weeks, so no harm, no foul. Everyone's deserving of a bad week. And you know, to be quite honest, a couple of those fights were split decision losses. Yes. So they were right there.
I made a mistake on one of the fights, but I will say this: the first fight we were robbed. He clearly won. I thought the first two rounds against Erwin Rivera, and you know sometimes, if you're a new fighter, you know, you got to decisively beat the guy that's fought a few fights in the UFC. Got to take
that
into account.
I'll tell you that the headlining fight, too, the Akhmedov, he had Chris Weidman. Like, he had him. I don't know how Weidman did what he did in the third round, but he did it.
Well, that's something we don't know, strategy. You know, we don't know, you know, with what's going on with COVID, how these guys are training. But if you're fighting well and you're doing stand-up, why all of a sudden wouldn't you continue to do stand-up, keep your distance? But he didn't, and we lost, so we got to move on.
All right. Well, the Heat are playing right now. This game does not matter at all. But we know their first round matchup is the team that they're playing right now, the Pacers. And that's going to begin on Tuesday. So does this appeal to you? The very early series line right now, I see the Heat at minus 215 for the series, the Pacers at plus 170. You like the series play at all?
Yeah, I think it's going to stay about the same. I don't think we're going to see much movement, but I like the Heat. They match up well, and when Jimmy Butler brings it, when this team plays hard, they play their best by far defense in that win a couple days ago against Indiana on Monday. And I think that we're gonna see the better coaching staff. We're gonna see the team, you know, that can play better defense when they give effort, and just think we're a little deeper than Indiana. And as Jimmy Butler will say, you know, T.J. Warren's just not ready for prime time yet. So we'll take the Heat and we'll lay the minus 200, 205, 210, whatever it is. And and we think we'll at least move on to face Milwaukee.
How about the Heat culture, of course? Culture. All the things he said there, right? Solana was just culture. Got the Heat culture.
I see Solana at the games. Let me tell you something. I know that he's got to have, when we get on a winning streak, that he... What do you wear, Alex, when we're on a roll? You wear the same shirt? You know, we've won 3, 4, 5 in a row?
Yeah, I always wear my Culture OG 40 T-shirt and my skinny jeans. Yeah.
With skinny jeans, wow. See, what I do
I can't even...
What do you do, Mark?
I was going to say, I can't even look at skinny jeans in the store when I go past them. I'm reminded when I visited the University of Miami campus with my late father, and we were on a tour. It was, whatever, 1990 or 1991. We're on a tour of the campus, and the tour guide said, these are the honor dorms. And my dad said, don't even look. You're not allowed to look. Don't look at anything that where they say honors. And that's the same advice I follow when it comes to skinny anything. If it says narrow cut, skinny anything, I do not even look that way.
Yeah, but when you were walking around on campus and you found out you could walk around 365 days in sandals and cheerleaders, that kind of, you know, that sealed the deal, right?
Changed my life because, you know, growing up in Chicago, we get back to O'Hare Airport. It was December. Right. It was snowing. We're waiting for the car. And my dad looked at me and he goes, I just got to tell you, if I was 17 years old and I could live anywhere I wanted for the next 4 years, I wouldn't think twice. I would be in Miami. I never visited another campus. I was like, yeah, he's
there. You
right.
go.
All right.
Man was a genius.
Yep, man was a genius. All right, so Marlins play at home tonight, Lee. First time this season, Marlins and Braves essentially even money tonight. Kyle Wright going for the Braves. Pablo Lopez, he pitched well. He's pitching for the Marlins. Do you like the game at all?
No feel. I think it's going to be a tight game. Maybe one run game either way. We'll pass on the baseball tonight.
Let me give you a quickie before we get to UFC 252. Dolphins over under. Dolphins should be playing tonight, by the way. Tonight should have been a preseason game in Atlanta. But they are about 4 weeks away from opening up the season in New England. Their over under on wins right now is 6. Could you even play a win total in the NFL heading into a season like this?
I think these kids have bought in. If you look at the comments at some of the players on the Dolphins have given to the media, I think that they're pretty vigilant overall compared to some of these other teams as far as doing the right thing, and I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of guys get COVID, and I think that I think we're going to get better. I think Tua might not start the season, but I think he's going to maybe play after the first 4 or 5 games, and I think he's going to be electrifying. I'm not going to predict the perfect season like you predict, Mark, but I think we're going to go over 6. I think we'll win 8 games this year.
All right, I like that.
Only problem, we have one problem. We might, with New England, all these guys opting out and them getting a quarterback who I think doesn't fit their system, and Cam Newton, who knows, they might end up tanking. And we might have to root for them when they play some opponents late in the season so they don't get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern.
You made me think of something, Lee, where with the Patriots, they're still favored to win the AFC East. I do not believe they're going to the playoffs with what they had to rebuild from with opt-outs and guys leaving Brady and all these opt-out guys. Bro, can we capitalize on the Patriots not winning the East? Because they are the favorites.
Absolutely. I mean, Bill Belichick is a great coach, but with losing four starters, I mean, all these great players on defense that have opted out, that have gone in other teams in free agency, I don't see it. I just don't see much talent on this team. I think they're not going to be able to get enough stops. And look at the rest of the division. I mean, I don't know about the Jets. I mean, we're not going to worry about the Jets there. I think Gase will get fired midseason. But the Dolphins and Buffalo are much improved. That's four losses right there in my book. So we're going to play the under on New England.
Yes.
All right. I like that. And I hope he's right. All right. UFC 252 is tomorrow night. Who you got?
All right. We're going to go with three selections and a parlay. We're going to start off with Jim Miller, the veteran Jim Miller. Now, the nicknames for both fighters or any of these fighters, some of the worst nicknames I've seen out there. But Jim A-10 Miller, 32-14, he's been around forever. He cannot beat the elite guys, can't beat the top five guys, but he seems to beat almost every other guy that's not in the top 10. They have a similar opponent in Roosevelt Roberts. Pichelle won by a decision, three-round decision. Jim Miller ended in round one. We'll take Jim Miller. Jim Miller, actually a small underdog here. We have him as plus 110 against Vince from Hell Pichelle.
Is that what his nickname is? Vince from Hell?
Yeah.
Because I know it's Pichelle. I didn't know it was from Hell. That's great. From Hell Pichelle. All right. What do we got in the second one?
Number two, another grizzled veteran here, and I think he's still got something left here. Junior Dos Santos is 36, but this is a guy that's beaten Derek Lewis, who won last week in March of 2019. In fact, even beat Stipe Miocic in 2014. So he was the ex-champion. He's fighting Jarinho Rozenstruik, and Rozenstruik his nickname is Big Boy. He is a big boy, and he can hit, but he can't do anything else. This is a guy that lost to, you know, some guys that aren't very good. He has a couple wins against guys like Junior Albini, who he got destroyed in the first round, had a knockout with like 8 seconds to go in the last round against Alistair Overeem when he was getting pounded. I think he gets knocked out. Junior Dos Santos wins as another underdog.
Wow.
Here, plus 105 against Big Boy Rozenstruik.
Let me tell you something, Lee Sterling, you see, he's not a guy that's going to back down. He went with dogs last week, and it bit him, and he is back this week, so he's bringing his game. Like, you can't hate on the man for bringing his game. Website is ParamountSports.com. All right, that's two. Give us a third.
Stipe Miocic. Stipe this is a trilogy fight here. We've got Daniel Cormier, who's going to retire after this fight. It's minus 110 either way. The sentimental pick is Daniel Cormier. Likeable guy. DC is a commentator, too. One of the best guys you'll see out there. The public's going to bet him. It's probably going to go up to 130, 140. I'm going to wait. I think Stipe Miocic's going to be either a pick 'em or plus money by the time this thing goes off. Right now it's minus 110, so we'll play it at minus 110. I think Miocic has better speed, power, technique, and cardio here. And Cormier, I think he's going to fall in love with what he's done lately boxing. He's got to wrestle all four or five rounds to have a chance here to win this thing. It's not going to be pretty if he wins. And I think Miocic, everyone's sleeping on him. I think he takes this one and wins the two out of three battle here against Daniel Cormier.
Potentially three dogs if you wait long enough to put this in. Look at you. All right, what's the parlay?
In a parlay with two favorites here, Sean O'Malley. So the UFC is trying to build up. They're trying to find fighters who are going to be the next champions, and found a couple guys, but they didn't work out. Sean O'Malley is the real deal. Sean Sugar O'Malley, elite striker, good defensive grappler. He's taking on Marlon Vera, who is a weak wrestler and a slow starter here. Sean Sugar O'Malley is going to end this one quick. We're going to put him in a parlay, minus 310, with Herbert Burns. Herbert Burns, his brother, as you know, couldn't fight that championship fight against Usman. But one of these fighters just getting better and better. He's fighting Daniel Pineda. Herbert Burns, minus 280. We'll put him with Sean O'Malley as our parlay.
All right, there you go. So for UFC 252 tomorrow night, we've got Jim Miller, We've got Junior Dos Santos, and we've got Stipe Miocic, and a parlay with Sean O'Malley and Herbert Burns. And he also likes the Heat for the series at minus 215. That Pacers series begins on Tuesday. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Paramount Sports. Thank you for making time for us, Lee.
Okay, and you're gonna get the Slurpee, right?
Slurpee, walk on the beach, basketball game. I am doing this one right tomorrow.
Let's do it. All right, guys.
All right.
Have a great
weekend. Lee Sterling there, professional sports handicapper.
You've been letting us down?
I think I may have screwed up last week. I'm not going to lie.
Come on, Hawk.
I know. Superstition.
Mark Walkman Hawkman. I got your name.
The Walkman. Hey, look at that. A basket from Myers Leonard, Solana. Myers Leonard putting up a bucket. He's got the culture.
What about Talkman?
Talkman. That's a great nickname. Mark the Talkman Hawkman.
I like it. What about your ex-girlfriend to call you Stalkman?
No? Yeah, there's about only six or seven.
Just throwing some things out there.
Appreciate
it.
If
you did drugs, you'll be Rockman. No?
Okay. Hey, we got to go see Rockman. He's up in Boca.
Appreciate the drum roll, because those jokes were terrible.
Oh, that's great. Pacers are leading the Heat 26-11 right now, less than a minute to go in the first quarter in a game that is meaningless. Go listen to it on 790 The Ticket if you want. All right, take a break. Come back with more Hawkman, Rockman, Walkman, Stalkman, Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.